2021-4967, PS 2021-55, for the Grady's at 3815 Pedro Celli, Northwest. All right, Mr. Archuleta, go ahead and give us an overview.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, Derek Archuleta, Park and Plan Land Use Consultant, serving as agent for this request. This request might possibly look somewhat familiar to the board. Back in January, we submitted an interior lot line adjustment or realignment with the interior lot going instead of east to west, north to south. As a result of comments elevating the need for two lot size variances, you see a revised application from 2 to 4 to achieve those calculations. So we're here for comments related to the new configuration. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Archuleta. Water Authority.
Good afternoon, Blaine Carter with the Water Authority. For this one, I think that just to explain what we're asking for here, Derek, on this one and other plats where you're coming in and you have multiple lots served by what would be a private access easement, a private utility easement for water and sewer across a lot. So if you have more than one going through a private water or sewer easement, we're not going to allow that. We're going to require it to be made public. So in this case, you have three lots that we're looking to access the public main on Petroncelli across proposed lot one. We're not going to be able to allow that. It does need to be a public water and public sewer extension from the public main in the public right-of-way. To do so, the first step is to submit an availability statement request. So that's the first comment that would be required prior to plat approval that you have that issued. The second comment relates to the easement. I know you have that garage there, but there's only 20 feet available. And for public water and public sewer, we require 25 feet. So that's something for you to work out with the owner to try and figure out what you can do there. But we do require 25 feet minimum for the easement width for public water and public sewer. And that's what's going to be required. And finally, the public water line, public sewer line, and easement shall extend all the way to the west. There's a unserved parcel that's basically landlocked at the western end. So with this subdivision action, it would be required that the easement for public water and sewer and the actual lines be extended across the subject parcels to that lot that is currently not served. So that's a lot for three comments, but that's what we have. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Any questions, Mr. Archuleta?
Madam Chair, members of the board, at this point, no. It's issues we can probably revisit offline with Mr. Carter. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. I did review the four lots in comparison to the two lots, and they do all four meet the contextual standards. I just want to make sure that if the easements are changed, that if that changes the lot sizes, that I would need to rerun the calculations and make sure that contextual standards still meet. So I want to note that for the record. But as it stands right now, with what you issued, they do meet, the four lots do meet contextual standards. Thank you.
Hey, Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation. We have no comments for this case.
Hydrology.
Ernest Hydrology. To the note that you have with the blanket cross lot drainage easement, please revise it to state the beneficiary and maintenance responsibilities on that. And please note if future development exceeds 1,000 square foot of building, 10,000 square foot of paving, 500 cubic yards of grading, an approved grading and drainage plan may be required. Flat valley grading criteria will be required per 6.5 of the DPM.
Okay. Any questions there?
Madam Chair, members of the board, no, not at this time. His comments are pretty clear and straightforward. We'll adjust his request. Thank you.
Okay, transportation.
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. A minimum width is required for access to 3 to 4 lots using DPM standards for private ways. So that's wider than what you would have needed for the prior sketch plat shown. For an easement serving a minimum of 4 lots, sidewalk is also required as per DPM requirements. Any deviation from this standard would require a waiver. Show turnaround dimensioning for the platting action according to dimensions that are acceptable for fire code. On Pedroncelli Road, an administrative width waiver would be required for any deviation from the minimum required roadway width. Also, we have sidewalk requirements on Pedroncelli Road that are sidewalks shall be 5 foot wide. Also, an infrastructure list would be required to provide a firm surface and any sidewalk for this new roadway.
Okay, thank you.
Planning.
This is Maggie Gould. So our standard comments regarding numbers and submitting any additional information. Plat will need city surveyor, surveyor, and property owner signatures and all utility signatures. And we recommend that you obtain all utility signatures before submittal and then C code enforcement comments regarding the contextual standards.
Okay, thanks, Maggie.
All right, thank you, Mr. Archuleta.
Thank you.
And all right, a lot to consider there. All right, item number 4, PR 20.